Hello world, my name is Tony, aka Atomic the L, and this is the Spiritual God Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to the Spiritual God. Thank you guys for coming back. Thank you for spending time with me today on this episode. Today guys, we're going to talk about a topic that's very touchy, but it's one I think that needs to be addressed. So if you will guys, let's get ready to dive deep. How do you know God is truly real? The short answer to the question is there is no real way to know if God is real. By definition, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, to know or knowledge is the sum of what is known, the body of truth, information, and principles acquired by humankind, or the fact or condition of knowing something with familiarity gained through experience or associations. So in a nutshell, in order for anyone to factually state that they, quote unquote, know the spiritual being that we all, that the world and humanity has come to call God, singular, or gods, plural, they themselves would have had to actually encountered them. And the last time I checked, it's been a very long time since God, or any God for that fact, has made themselves visible or been encountered by mankind. Now, fairly enough, some very devoted and hardline believers and defenders of religion will make some very sound arguments for the Creator. They will point out things like what appear to be the perfect operations of nature and the universe, including the existence of our very planet and how its complexity points to what looks like deliberate and intelligent design. They will point out other factors like how water is naturally colorless and odorless and in a natural state untampered with, it has no taste. And yet, no living entity that we know of on this planet can survive without it. They will also point out like how complex the human brain and our bodies are. They will point out how if all of this, which, you know, existence, if all of it had a start, it would have had to been started by a being more powerful than the event of creation itself. But even with those solid points that they will make, each one of those points do not individually or collectively prove that there is a God. And I know that's kind of a hard pill to swallow, but if you just take your time, think about the process, you will see the truth in it. So again, I don't know if the Creator is real because in my few short years of life, I cannot tell you with any honesty that I have experienced or witnessed firsthand what the world has come to call God or an experience with God. Now, do I have reasons for why I believe that God could be real? Yes. See, there have been times in my life when I have felt like I was facing insurmountable odds or like my world was caving in around me because the societal norms and other factors in life, I have battled severe and damaging bouts of doubt and disbelief in everything from God to the kindness of humanity. And yet somehow, by some stroke of luck or some would call divine intervention, what appeared to be certain doom was avoided. And in that overcoming, I believe that I found strength and belief that I could make it, you know, not to the next year or even the next month, but just the next day. Now, why do I say belief? Because according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, again, belief or believing is a state or habit of mind in which trust or confidence is placed in some person or thing. Now, belief is also synonymous with words like credence or our faith. Now, faith is defined as a firm belief in something for which there is no proof or as the sincerity of intention. So the being that I call God, and when I say God, I mean all caps, the being that I call God is not one that any man alive today can say that they know as we have defined knowing. The entity that caused my world to not collapse, the one that pulled me out of depression and hopelessness and in its own way restored my faith in humanity cannot be titled, cannot be labeled, cannot be bottled into a religion. Now, I can't tell you what the voice will sound like to those of you who are listening into the void. I can't tell you what you will see when you look into the depths of the unknown, or what you will feel as you surrender your ego to the possibilities that you and religion and science might not have all the answers. But what I do know, again, as we have defined knowing, is that Jesus said that one who seeks not stop seeking until that person finds. And upon finding, the person will be disturbed. And being disturbed will be astounded and will reign over the entirety. I know that I have looked and I have listened and I have allowed myself to feel beyond what the world has trained me to feel and what the world has allowed me to feel. And what I believe I have actually encountered at each one of those stages, guys, is what some may call God. But I have come to know him as my very best friend, even if he only exists in the temples of my mind, my body, my spirit, and in the temple of love, grace, mercy, and peace. So with that being said, guys, that's it. Again, thank you guys for stopping by. If you like this episode, hit that like button, share it, subscribe to it. That way you can be the light in someone else's day. So until next time, guys, I am Atomic the L. Peace.